Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm. Now let's hear from the captain of this ship, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine.
Players and staff, I know, are very much looking forward to getting back out on the field and competing this week. I think you're always looking to get that bad taste out of your mouth after a loss. On the injury front, we're not in a position, I think, to rule anybody out at this point. We did get a second opinion on Jabal. That was a little more encouraging, so we'll know here within the next day or so what his availability will be. It still might be an issue where he's down for a little bit, but we weren't going to make the decision to go ahead and put him on IR until we had heard from this other opinion, and the news was fairly favorable. And then Carlos, I know, is working as hard as he can, but we'll know more as the week goes on. But we obviously had to make some roster moves out of necessity to protect ourselves. You know, truly the next man up philosophy is being tested, especially with where we are injury wise defensively. We just beginning prep for an Atlanta team that obviously didn't start the season the way they wanted to. But just as crazy as things are, they found themselves after this past weekend in first place in their division. They got a lot to play for. They haven't been at home since, I think, it's been over a month. I know that place will be revved up, played a bunch of games down there. It'll be a very hostile environment that we have to be very much on point with our preparation, especially on offensively, working with a lot of background noise. We'll play a lot of music loud in practice to get our guys used to it. They present a lot of challenges to us, especially their offense. I think Matt Ryan's one of the premier quarterbacks in this league. He's got a great set of weapons. Julio Jones, Roddy White, major size mismatch for almost all secondaries. They're doing a lot out of the up-tempo, which I think is causing a lot of people problems. They also do a good job of getting their guys the ball in space. So I think the challenge to our guys defensively will be able to have our best tackling game of the year. I worked with Mike Smith in Baltimore, he and Mike Nolan, and have a great deal of respect for both those guys. Have a reasonable feel for what they're doing defensively, and knowing those guys, they'll have a schemed up pretty well, and those guys always play well fundamentally. So our offense will have to be very efficient for us to stick with the formula. Special teams wise, going against Devin Hester. I know Tabor's going to have a couple sleepless nights this week, but future Hall of Famer, I think that'll be a great challenge for our units. But this is the challenge to our guys: is it's going to have to be a team win, that we're going to have to go out there and perform well in all three phases and complement each other, and if we want to go down there and come out with a victory.
Hey Mike, what's the plans today with Josh Graham?
See where he is. We'll have him on a bit of a pitch count. You know, I met with Joe Sheehan and Paul Ricci and then Mike McDaniel. We just kind of got on the same page as far as getting him his individual work and seeing where he is. There needs to be a progression through the week. I think the trap to fall into is, hey, he's back, and let's just go ahead and throw him out there for a bunch of plays. There's certainly danger inherent in doing that we have to be smart with how we do it and have a plan to progress through the week.
Did you get a chance to sit down with Josh and kind of see where he's at mentally?
I did. I grabbed him this morning at the walkthrough. We talked for a little bit as he was looking at the script. And I think a lot of it is he's familiar with the terminology and the plays, and he gets it. But it's one thing to be able to look at it, but then also to process it, whether it's in a no-huddle situation or whether it's breaking the huddle and doing it that quickly and recognizing defense. So I think a lot of it comes back in time, but it just doesn't – it's not there instantly. So I know it's a lot of information, and we're aware of that, and we'll deal with it accordingly.
So what was your impression on his dedication and eagerness and all that?
I can speak on the eagerness. I mean, He's ready to go. You can tell he's very excited to be out there. I know you guys are getting a chance to talk to him today, so you'll get a much better Yeah, I mean, he's ready to go.
Would you say he's in football shape right now?
Well, I think the answer would have to be no at this point, just from not having played. I mean, there's only so much you can do. You can't simulate contact, the rigors of playing in a game physically. So being in shape and being in football shape are two different things. And that's why that we have the plan that we'll progress throughout the week to try to ramp them up to get them where we need them to be.
What's the lowdown on Ben Tate? How was that decision made? And what does it mean for Winston now going forward?
Well, Winston will be up. He'll be the third back, primarily a special teams role, but he'll still be able to function if needed in the offense. I can't say at this point. I know that Wilbert and Kyle haven't gotten together to kind of work on the rotation, but I will likely be primarily two backs this week, with Glenn having to take a good amount of the team stuff given Marlon Moore's health status, Batamosi's health status. I mean, that was a part of it. Then you need special teams production out of your third back, and that's why it was important for us to find a way to get him up. In regards to Ben, you know, I referenced it a little bit on Monday, and we met and talked about the move on Monday night. And we just felt it was at the time, given all the circumstances rolled together, that it was the move that was best for the Browns. Is Ben Tate a capable NFL back? Absolutely. But we just felt, given where we were, that it was time for us to move on. And as Ray said in the statement, you know, we wish him well. But it was just something that we felt we needed to do.
Have Crowell and West progressed more quickly than you might have thought in training camp?
I would say Crowell probably even more so. I mean, we had high expectations for Terrence to begin with, you know, given where we drafted him and the amount of repetitions that he got. Crowell was injured for a good part of the spring and didn't get a lot of those first and second team reps, and then just flashed throughout training camp and then had the big day against Chicago. And then we realized at that point, I think once he had that taste of success and saw what he was capable of, that he really threw himself into it. And I thought his learning curve at that point, I mean, accelerated very quickly to the point where, I mean, he had the production that he had in the opener. But we're pleased with where those guys are, but we're also very well aware of the fact that they are rookies. We're going to have issues with them, rookie learning curve. But we feel they're where they should be, but there's still a long way to go with both of them.
Like, how much did the off-the-field stuff factor in with Tate? And did you feel like you sent some kind of message to the rest of the locker room by their move?
I guess it could be perceived as that, but we factored in all the circumstances. So to answer your question, there some of it was factored in, but that wasn't the exclusive reason. I think it was more of a football decision, but that was part of it.
What about does Crowell have a fumbling problem in your staff's mind, and what do you do to fix it?
I don't see him as having a fumbling problem. I mean, the issue that he had is something that was a fundamental. I think he was trying to switch the ball and got caught, and I think was Cushing made a heck of a play. You know, hit right on top of it. The two drops on pitches, it's a little bit different than being hit and fumbling the ball. That was more of his track. So I think if we get his fundamentals cleaned up, I think how he holds the ball is not an issue. It's, you know, don't try to change the ball in traffic, and if he takes better paths on some of those toss plays, then the ball's not on the ground. So it's something I know. I mean, Wilbert, Kyle, we stress ball security. It's a big part of their drill work every day. So that's something that, you know, I don't want to put that label on him, but it's something that we know he needs to work on.
That's the head coach of the Browns, Mike Penn, talking about Isaiah Crowell, who will be returning home to Atlanta this weekend. He's got 50 ticket requests in for the game. That's a big amount. He is going to be ready to ball out in the Peach State down there in Georgia. When we come back, Michael Regei will step in for yours truly alongside Matt Wilhelm, hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily. Your expectations for Josh Gordon, your grade of Brian Hoyer so far. What are you looking for from the Browns here against Atlanta now that Gordon's back in the mix? How would you use Josh Gordon if you're Mike Pettine? Let us know. 216-578-0850 when Cleveland Browns Daily returns.